morning. I'd like to call this meeting to order. Today is Tuesday, November 15th, 2016. It's 9 a.m. We're at Palm Coast City Hall for a regularly scheduled meeting of the Palm Coast City Council. Would you please rise and join me in a Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States and to the Republic for which it stands,
one nation under God.
Thank you very much. Roll call, please.
Mayor Nenz.
Here.
Vice Mayor Shipley.
Here.
Councilmember DiLorenzo.
Here.
Councilmember Cuff.
Here.
Councilmember Nobile.
Here.
Mayor, all members are present.
Thank you very much. First item on our agenda is the approval of the minutes of the November 4th City Council meeting, the November 8th City Council workshop, and the November 8th special business meeting. Are there any additions, corrections, or is there a motion to approve?
Move approval.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries without objection. Agenda item number two, a proclamation recognizing November as National Hospice Palliative Care Month. Mr. DiLorenzo.
People facing serious or life-limiting illness to live as fully as possible surrounded and supported by family and loved ones. And whereas through pain management and symptom control, caregiver training and assistance and emotional and spiritual support, allowing patients to live fully and make more meaningful moments until the end, surrounded and supported by the faces of loved ones, friends, and committed caregivers. And whereas every year, more than 1.5 to 1.6 million Americans living with life-limiting illnesses and their families received care from the nation's hospice programs in communities throughout the United States. And whereas Haven Hospice believes that everyone deserves comfort, care, and compassion. And whereas Haven Hospice had the honor and privilege to provide direct care to 14,853 individuals and families facing a life-limiting illness throughout its 19-county service area in 2015. During that time, Haven Hospice provided counseling and grief support services to 8,628 individuals and families in the communities it serves. Now, therefore, be it proclaimed, the Mayor and City Council of the City of Palm Coast recognize November 2016 as National Hospice Palliative Care Month and encourage citizens to increase their understanding and awareness of care at the end of life and to observe this month with the appropriate activities and programs. Signed this 15th day of November, 2016, City of Palm Coast, John Nenz, Mayor. Laura, please.
Sure, thank you. Thank you, and I don't want to take too much time, but I do want to thank the City of Palm Coast to recognize the importance of hospice care and taking the time to educate our community, families, and friends of the importance of the services that are available at such a critical time in one's life. So thank you again.
Can you come up for a photo?
Sure.
Agenda item number two, proclamation recognizing November 26, 2016 as Small Business Saturday.
Mayor, Council, whereas the City of Palm Coast celebrates our local small businesses and the contributions they make to our local economy and community. According to the United States Small Business Administration, there are currently 28.8 million small businesses in the United States. They represent 99.7% of all businesses with employees in the United States are responsible for 63% net new jobs created over the past 20 years. And whereas small businesses employ over 49% of the working population in this nation, and whereas 89% of consumers in the United States agree that small businesses contribute positively to the local community by supplying jobs and generating tax revenue. And whereas public and private organizations across the country have endorsed the Saturday after Thanksgiving as Small Business Saturday, and whereas if every household in our community spent $25 at a small business on Small Business Saturday, it adds $1 million to the local economy. And whereas Small Business Saturday supports the City of Palm Coast's Prosperity 2021 plan for economic development and growing the city one job at a time. And whereas Small Business Saturday is essential to Palm Coast for the preservation of its unique neighborhoods and the unfolding of its strong character while helping to boost sales, spirit, and confidence in the city's local growing economy. Now, therefore, be it proclaimed that Palm Coast Mayor and City Council do hereby declare November 26, 2016 as Small Business Saturday and encourage all citizens to support local Palm Coast shops and restaurants by making a purchase not only on Small Business Saturday, but all year long. Signed this 15th day of November 2016, City of Palm Coast Mayor John Netz.
We all look to save money when it comes to buying holiday gifts. Saving a few dollars by shopping online can help our personal finances, but what good does it do for our local business owners? This holiday season, the Flagler Chamber is asking residents to give back in a new way that fuels the local economy and supports Flagler County merchants as part of Small Business Saturday. This holiday on Saturday, November 26, is a part of a national movement to drive shoppers to local businesses across the U.S. Why is it important to shop small? Shopping small positively impacts both the local and national economy. When you purchase goods or services from a local provider, more than 50% of the money spent stays in the community through taxes, payroll, and other expenditures. Not only do locally owned businesses create new jobs and establish a sense of community, they also fuel the economy by spending and partnering with other local merchants and providers. On behalf of the member businesses the Chamber serves, please consider making shopping small part of your holiday shopping routine this year. Doing so can help make a positive difference for the small businesses that make up the backbone of Flagler County.
Thank you.
Oh, sorry.
Agenda item number 4, proclamation recognizing World Diabetes Day.
Yes. I should have told you I have diabetes also.
I'm coming up.
Okay. Well, I'll be slow, but I'm old.
Oh, well, that's okay. This is really?
Yeah.
All here? Okay. Okay. Whereas the American Diabetes Association estimates that nearly 30 million people in the United States are afflicted with or affected by diabetes, and another 86 million are still at risk for developing type 2 of the disease over the next decades. And whereas having diabetes elevates the risk of heart disease, amputation, kidney failure, and blindness, causing serious handicap for families across not only our city, but also our county, state, and nation. And whereas the American Diabetes Association has established November 14, 2016 as World Diabetes Day to educate citizens on ways to predict if someone is at risk for the disease, to help recognize the symptoms of diabetes, and to follow suggestions for living a quality lifestyle while they endure the affliction. And whereas the City of Palm Coast and Florida Hospital Flagler together recognize that the growing number of diabetics in our community and across America make a strong case for devoting more of our resources to help find a cure. Now, therefore, be it proclaimed that the Palm Coast Mayor and City Council declare November 14th, 2016 as World Diabetes Day in Palm Coast and urge all residents and their families who struggle with the consequences of diabetes to choose to live their own quality of life and not have diabetes live it for them. Signed this 15th day of November 2016, Palm Coast Mayor John Metz.
Well, thank you. We appreciate the proclamation. And we know this is a special day, and I would like to publicly thank the City of Palm Coast for the relationship and the support that we, the foundation and the hospital, have had over the years with the City Council and especially John. So thank you very much. You know, this is a special day because last year we stood here, and this was an idea to create awareness for diabetes. And look where we've come. We have blue flags flying over our schools. We have the young people who are now involved. We have proclamations throughout the county, city, at the other levels of city governments. And let me bring some of those statistics home to you here. We have 77,000 people who live in the City of Palm Coast. Of those 77,000, 10,000 have diabetes. Of those 10,000, 2,500 don't even know it. So look around. And are you guys members of that 2,500? Where we are today is creating awareness. We're giving classes. We're giving breakfasts. We're doing awareness. Where do we want to go? My vision in the future is to see us have a diabetes resource library, similar to our cancer resource library, where people can go do the research and go see it. We're going to need donations for that. I look forward to seeing a wound center, standalone wound center somewhere, so that people with diabetes can go be treated. I see us bringing in, this year we brought in 7 primary care physicians, so there's no excuse for anyone to not go to your primary care physician to get tested, to find out what this deadly disease is, and if you're affected, and it can be cured. And that's the bottom line. So with all of that, I urge you all to check us out. Come look about and see what our foundation is about. Call us, 586-4440. We'll make you proud. I'd like to have Laura stand up and say a few words, Laura.
Sorry, I'll just take a moment. We appreciate the second year of proclamation for this very special day to our family. My husband, John, was diagnosed 30 years ago with type 1 diabetes, and we know what the repercussions can be of that disease. So we feel passionate about making sure that people, for example, like myself, who support somebody who is diabetic on a daily basis, also have a network of people to lean on. While John and Haley, who is type 1 diabetic as well, and Kana joined us this morning, and she's recently diagnosed type 2. So we're trying to build a network of support where people, once you're diagnosed, you're not on an island treating this, because historically that's how diabetics have had to handle their disease. So more support groups, that camaraderie, getting local businesses on board, already talking with some local restaurants about putting options on their menu that are diabetic friendly so people can make the right lifestyle choices. So I know the hospital's vision, but it goes beyond, obviously, the hospital walls. 75% of the people who go into the ER today are because of complications from diabetes in Flagler County. That is an atrocious number. I'm sorry. when 90% of diabetics today are type 2, and 70% of that 90% can make change and stop medicating that disease. So we are trying to raise awareness, encourage support. We want our whole community to be tested. We want you to know if you have symptoms and know if you need to be combating this disease. So we appreciate the city council so very much. And I don't know if anybody saw the football game last night, but if they can light skyscrapers up in New York City bright blue, I'm pretty sure that City Hall might have that option next year. We appreciate your time. Thank you so very much. Oh, I should mention the Citizens Academy didn't get the memo, but we appreciate them all wearing blue this morning as well. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Can we go up? We're too many.
They're going to come down.
Okay.
Agenda item number 5, a proclamation recognizing Home for the Holidays Days. We're not excluding Vice Mayor Shipley. She's just not feeling well, and her speaking voice is not up to par, so she's asked if I would do this proclamation. Whereas the Flagler County Association of Realtors brings the holiday spirit to Palm Coast and Greater Flagler each year through its Home for the Holidays event, which will take place this year on December 10th and 11th. And whereas the Home for the Holidays event is an open house tour that includes listings from the Flagler County Multiple Listing Service that are decorated and offer holiday treats as the homes are served, as viewed. And whereas the City of Palm Coast is a principal partner and supporter in the Flagler County Association of Realtors Home for the Holiday events. And whereas the annual event creates an atmosphere for residential growth through economic expansion, reflecting the high quality of life in the city by encouraging the promotion, retention, and expansion of industry and business, by bringing attention to housing opportunities, as well as actively attracting new businesses and jobs to the Palm Coast and Flagler County region. And whereas the city recognizes that economic development success is a major key in maintaining the health of a growing community which is capable of continuing to prosper over time. And whereas Home for the Holidays provides an uplifting opportunity to showcase Palm Coast and its excellent quality of life to potential buyers across Florida, the nation, and the world. Now, therefore, be it proclaimed by the City Council of the City of Palm Coast, Florida, that December 10th and 11th, 2016, be officially designated as Home for the Holidays Days in the City of Palm Coast, and that all Palm Coasters are encouraged to get in the holiday spirit, decorate their homes, and join the tour. Signed this 15th day of November 2016. It's my pleasure to have signed it as Mayor of Palm Coast.
Mayor and Council, on behalf of the Realtors Association, they had a last-minute emergency. They couldn't be here, but I know they are thankful for the proclamation. This is the second year of the event, Palm Coast being a partner in the program. So they appreciate that, and we just encourage all residents. Growth is a part of Palm Coast. It's a part of our future, and the Realtors is a partner in making that happen. So encourage you and all residents and hopefully their friends and family up north as it gets cold this winter season to come down and check out Palm Coast.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You got to go back down, huh?
Eventually. Agenda item number 6, presentation of certificates to the graduating students of the City of Palm Coast Citizens Academy class. I'll make another trip.
All right, good morning, Mayor and Council. I'm Cindy Lane, the Communications and Marketing Manager and one of the coordinators of our Citizens Academy. And I am very proud to present the 38th graduating class. It's nice that it's on this historic day to be happening, although it was a little delayed because of Hurricane Matthew. Our mayor-elect, who will become the mayor today, was in the first graduating class of the Citizens Academy, so it seems like the perfect thing to be celebrating the 38th. As most of you know, but we'll go ahead and tell the public, the Citizens Academy involves 5 weeks of sort of a boot camp of learning about city government. The participants have the opportunity to meet all of the directors and many of the staff from every department in the city, learn how the city operates, and also spend some one-on-one quality time with each of the council members and the mayor each of the weeks. And we're very excited to have finally gotten to this day after some delays because of storms. And this is our second time this year to have a delay in graduation because of a storm. And so I think that's something that we probably don't want to do anymore. So for the graduates, and because we have such a big crowd here today, we couldn't all sit together. So what's going to happen is when I call your name, if you'll come up, get your certificate from the mayor, and then just gather here in the area in front of the dais, and we're going to do a group photo. Okay. And I know some of our graduates aren't here, but we're going to call everyone's name just in case. So James Bradley. Sandra Broder.
Thank you.
Hazel Brotherton. Betty Cabot. Barbara Devine. Karen Eubanks. Greg Feldman. David Gink. Donna Hunter. And Jim Hunter. I think they're out of town. Al Hurley,
I thought he was giving you his wallet.
Kathy Jansen. Anna Jalik.
Hi, thank you.
Carol Coney. Rosemary Martins. William Martins. Ralph Maniello.
Thank you.
Angie Noya. Patty Pakovich. John Sisek. I know Bunny Stevens is not here, but we're going to give her to her friend. Don Tatley. And Corey Weinbaum. Did I miss anybody? Well, I'm incredibly proud of the citizens and the great interest that they've taken in the program and the city, and you are now all brand ambassadors of the city of Palm Coast, and we're going to have the council members come down, and we're going to do a group photo.
Back up.
Take a
back
step
back.
Back
to the dais.
Perfect.
Big guys in the back, little people in the front.
Angie.
I'm in the front.
Moving over.
All right. I'll sneak in behind you.
All right. What a good looking group. 1, 2, 3. Smiling. We have a couple. 1, 2, 3.
I have everybody's eyes right here for 1 second. There you go. Beautiful, got it.
All right, now look over here. 1, 2, 3. We have a few more, so keep congratulations.
You are
special.
Agenda item number 7, resolution approving a contract with Villages Construction, Inc. in the amount of $2,181,420.68, including a 5% contingency for the construction of wastewater treatment plant number 2, reclaimed water wetland discharge system. Mr. Landon.
Good morning, City Council. As you know, and I think a lot of people may not know, we are actually under construction with our second wastewater treatment plant, better known as the sewer plant. Today, the presentation actually will cover this agenda item and the next item, because these are associated projects. They are not directly tied to the plant itself, but they are tied to the pipes and the pumps to get the nasty stuff to the plant and then the good clean water out of the plant. So they are very much tied together. We're also going to take the opportunity to give you an update on the status of our wastewater plant construction. Mary and Alex are going to tag team and take it from here.
Good morning. As Mr. Landon said, we're going to cover the wastewater treatment plant and its supporting projects. And this is an overview of the wastewater treatment plant in a graphic scale. So you can see here is the vacant lot right here where the wastewater treatment plant is being built right now. This is an existing water treatment plant right here. The two projects which will support the wastewater treatment plant are the Matanzas Woods Master Pump Station and the Reclaimed Water Wetland Discharge. Here is some aerial views. This was back in 2008 on the left, and just recently in November of 2016, and you can see we are on track for our construction. Our notice to proceed was May 2nd in 2016. Our substantial is October 23rd, 2017, and we are 35% complete, which is right on target. And here is one of the examples of one of the items that is being constructed at the wastewater treatment plant. It's our Crom ground storage tank, 2 million gallons, and you can see we're almost complete. It'll be finished in December. And I'll hand it over to Alex. Okay.
Council members and Mayor, good morning. Yes, there are two critical additional projects that kind of complete the new wastewater treatment plant as a whole. First of that project is the Matanzas Woods Master Pump Station and Force Main. And we're constructing this project in order to route wastewater flows to the treatment plant. And right through here is Belterre. And we have an existing force main system there and going out. So what the project involves is constructing a new force main connecting to there and running through this route down Matanzas Woods and connecting to our existing force main on US-1. There will also be a master pump station constructed at this location. And that, again, will provide flows back to the wastewater treatment plant, too. Okay, next. Good. Second project involves how we're going to deal with the processed water from the wastewater treatment plant. That's going to, again, be another pipe construction project. This is the Reclaim Water Wetland Discharge project that's being presented to you. The pipe route starts along PV Grade. This is the site that Mary was just showing you. That's the existing water treatment plant 3 site and the new wastewater treatment plant number 2 site. This road is PV Grade. Okay, so we have to construct a pipeline along there and underneath US-1, and we'll follow that route through our existing utility easement down US-1 to what is effectively a trailhead that some of you are probably familiar with. This trail from where the Indian Trail Sports Complex is from Belterre goes up through this location and out to US-1. So the rest of that project will build a pipeline out to approximately this location. That'll be the main trunk line. And what you're seeing right here is going to be a discharge structure to discharge the reclaimed water into this wetland area. Okay? And there will also be a 10-inch extension pipe about a half a mile down to the end of this point. That'll be available so future reclaim needs, irrigation, and this type of thing will be available through that location. We also have to build a dechlorination facility, which we'll be constructing right there. That'll take the chlorination down. That's part of the treatment process to basically prep that water so it can be discharged into the wetlands. And one other thing is we'll also have a connection to our existing reclaimed water main system that runs along US-1. That'll happen at this location. So basically what it is where we can supply the needs for the reclaim system, we'll be using that pipe system for the most part. For any extra flows where the demand's already being met for the reclaim system, that'll be discharged out into the wetlands, and that provides some aquifer recharge opportunities as well. Okay, so we'll get into again, we're asking approval for a construction contract with Villages Construction, which was the low bidder on both projects. And as you can see, each of the projects was approximately $2 million. And we're requesting a 5% contingency for each of those projects as well. And then looking at the overall projects with both the wastewater treatment plant 2 and these two projects, we're looking essentially around $30 million total. And the wastewater treatment plant number 2 is approximately $25 million. And the reclaim water wetland discharge system is approximately $2 million. However, on the Matanzas Master Pump Station project and Force Main Extension, we also have a 50% grant match from the St. John's River Water Management District, so that'll pay for some of that as well. And you can see that the total there is around $30 million. So I'll take any questions at this point.
Council questions?
Yes, sir.
Mr. DiLorenzo.
I apologize if this was answered last week when I wasn't here, but the Villages construction company, don't remember us selecting them ever before. What's what kind of experience level do they have, and have we ever used them before?
No, we haven't.
Not to my knowledge. But we did do pre-qualifications for them. They have the licensures. We believe that they are a competent contractor at this point and don't have any reason to disqualify them.
Between the two projects, they're roughly 300 and change thousand less. That includes some of our local contractors that are used to doing this work. So it's, well, for one, it was a little bit surprising because that hasn't been our experience lately. And then for a brand new contractor that we haven't seen, their staff has a confidence in them.
Yes.
Sir. The council questions.
What questions? Can you go back three slides?
Okay.
Easier said than done.
How much of this land out here is wetlands on the east side of US 1?
Oh, well, we're discharging it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little hard to see on the aerial, but it's probably something looks about like that. Is the area that we're discharging.
Okay. I probably need to step in. Obviously not a wetlands expert. Everything you see up there that's kind of the light gray is wetlands. So it's a swamp. So the area we're trying to discharge is what Alex is referring to. But actually, just about everything in light...
Well, no, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have... I wanted to know where we were discharging. That's what I wanted
to know. Okay, he showed you that. But, but that whole area is one big wetlands.
Wetland, yeah.
So,
I just didn't know how far we were going to take that.
It places into the wetlands and then it spreads out
versus. That's disgusting.
Kind of naturally is
okay.
What the whole idea is.
Thank you.
Other council questions? Seeing none, we'll open the meeting to the public on agenda item number 7. Anyone from the public who wishes to be heard, come up to the podium, give us your name, and please limit your comments to 3 minutes.
Jack Kyle, Palm Coast. After the water is gone and that it's separated, what happens to the other waste that's produced? Where does that go?
We'll get an answer for your question. Next speaker. So you don't approach the podium other than someone who's going to answer that question. We'll close the public portion of the meeting. So after you filter out the solid wastes and whatever's left over, what do we do with it?
Yeah, actually, there's two byproducts of the wastewater treatment plant process. The effluent that is mostly reused and the solids are dewatered. The water goes back to the head of the plant. The solids get hauled off by a contractor. And he takes it out to Central Florida where it's further treated and turned into fertilizer.
Thank you. Okay, back to council. Additional questions, comments, or a motion on agenda item number 7?
Move approval.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries without objection. Agenda item number 8, which is the second half or the first half of the presentation, depending how you look at it, a resolution approving a contract with Villages Construction for $2,097,461.14 for the construction of the Matanzas Woods Master Pump Station and Forest Main Project. You got to wonder what the 14 cents is going to buy us. Mr. Landon, any additional?
No additional comments. This is the second half of the presentation.
Move approval, Mr. Mayor.
Second. We're going to open it to the public first,
sorry.
Just in case anyone from the public wants to hear it separately on agenda item number 8.
Jack Kyle, I'll give you a chance to respond. Do we get paid for that when this contractor takes away this stuff? Do we get paid for it, or do they pay us? And where does that, if they pay us, excuse me, where does that money go to?
Next speaker. Richard?
Mayor, that one I can answer real quick.
Answer that one?
Yeah, no, they don't pay us, we pay them. We pay them to haul it away. And it's one of those things we go out to bid and find the low bidder to haul it away.
Now we'll close the public portion of the meeting, go back to council. Additional questions, comments, or motion on agenda item number 8?
Move approval.
Second?
Second.
Squeaky one down here.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries without objection. Agenda item number 9, a resolution approving a budget amendment for fiscal year 2015-16 relating to fire department personnel expenses. Mr. Landon.
Mayor, City Council, each year we obviously close out our books for the end of the fiscal year, which ends September 30th. Our finance department has recently completed that task for last fiscal year. We do thousands of budget projections, and there was one that we were surprised on some things that occurred when the fire department, had to pay out their leave time, some changes in the contract, etc. So in order to not be as surprised for the auditors as they come in, we always ask City Council to amend the budget to reflect that in any last-minute changes. In this case, it is a $175,000 increase for our fire department for last fiscal year. Overall, our budget is, our expenditures compared to budget were down about $500,000. So we actually had plenty of money that was not spent in other areas in the general fund to make up this difference and still have a $500,000 savings for the year. But with that, we're just asking for approval of this one budget amendment for last fiscal year.
Council questions? Seeing none, I'm open meeting to the public. And from the public, wish to be heard on agenda item number 9. Seeing no one approach the podium, we'll close the public portion meeting, go back to council. Additional questions, comments, or a motion?
Move approval.
Second. Moved and seconded. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries without objection. Agenda item number 10, a resolution approving the final 2016 city general election results. Mr. Landon.
Mayor, I let Virginia handle this one.
She's
our election guru over there. So, Virginia, please take it from here.
The council, in accordance with our charter, has to approve the election results, and this is the certification item for that this evening for the general election. We already did the primary election previously.
This requires a vote of council.
Correct.
Any questions or comments before we accept a motion to approve the final 2016 city general election results?
Move approval.
Second.
Second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries that objection. At this time, we're scheduled to recess this meeting for the swearing in of the new council members. But with my council consensus, I'd appreciate an opportunity for me to make a few parting remarks, if
of
I
course.
May. For those of you who are here for that wonderful send-off event for me the other day, this may be somewhat repetitious, but let me tell you that it has been an honor and a privilege to serve this community for these many years. For those of you here today and for those of you that are listening, thank you for your support. Not support for me, but support for your community. You have, over the years, evoked your support by electing people who understood what this city is supposed to be. Way back December 31st, 1999, we incorporated as a city, and your first mayor and council spent time to articulate a vision for our community. Their vision was that Palm Coast was to be a premier city in which to live, work, and play. And the question I pose to you today is, well, how did that play out? Let's take it piece by piece. Live. For the last 5 years, Palm Coast has grown 14.8% in population, more than twice the national average. When we incorporate as a city, there were 20, 30,000 people here. There's now almost 84,000 residents in our community. Somebody is finding this a great place to live. Work. We've always wanted a strong economy. We weathered the Great Recession without reducing services within the city. City Council adopted a policy, Prosperity 2021, which was designed to enhance economic development within our community. We created the Business Assistance Center, a one-of-a-kind organization designed to help local businesses, help them start, help them survive, help them expand. We went through a period of significant unemployment, but it's worthwhile pointing out that there are 11,000 more people employed in Flagler County today than ever before. To date, the private sector has spent over $960 million in Palm Coast since 2009. Clearly, they see a value in investing in our community. That's live, that's work, and play. When Palm Coast incorporated, we had one park. We now have added parks, we've added biking paths, we've added recreational trails, we've added to our amenities, we've expanded our amenities. We wish that Holland Park expansion and reclamation had gone just a little quicker than it did, but it is going to happen. From the beginning, we wanted our city to be environmentally friendly. Year after year, we are recognized as Tree City USA. We've received gold certification from the Florida Green Building Coalition for our community. And the building you're in today has received LEED certification. Unlike many areas of our nation, Palm Coast has recognized that infrastructure is never a one-time expenditure. No matter what you build, you have to maintain it. And we have a long-range plan for the maintenance and rehabilitation of our infrastructure. Over the years, we've kept pace. As our community has grown, so has our infrastructure. We've widened roads. We've added firehouses. We've added water treatment plants, and now we're in the process of adding a wastewater treatment plant. We've kept pace with the needs of a growing city. And we've done all this while maintaining the second lowest tax rate of any comparable city in the state of Florida. This was the vision of our first city council, and this is the vision that has been maintained throughout the years. We've been fortunate, and we've remained fortunate, in that our citizens have elected people who share this vision and who are willing to move it forward. To our senior city council members, Steve and Heidi, use your experience. Remain true to the vision, but use your experience over the last years to help the city continue to move forward in a positive direction. To our new mayor and new city council members, as you make decisions about the future of Palm Coast, don't forget to look back every once in a while. Because the only way to know how we got where we are today is to know where we started. Those two points define a line, and that line represents our progress. So to all of you, thank you so much for your support. Again, not support for me, not just support for your city council, but for support to the community in which you live. Thank you very much. At this time, I would like to recess this meeting so that we can swear in our new city council members and mayor. Meeting is in recess.
Started, if Mr. Cuff could join me at the podium. Yeah, different side. Please raise your right hand and repeat after me with your name as well. I, Robert G. Cuff.
I, Robert G. Cuff.
Do solemnly swear that I will support. Protect and defend. The Constitution and Government of the United States. And the State of Florida. That I am duly qualified to hold office. Under the Constitution of the State. And that I am duly qualified. And that I will well and faithfully perform. The duties of council member of the City of Palm Coast. On which I am now about to enter. So help me God. Welcome aboard. Have a seat, everyone. Have your seat. Mr. Klufas, if you could please join me at the podium. Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Nick Klufas, do solemnly swear. That I will support, protect, and defend. The Constitution and Government of the United States. And the State of Florida. That I am duly qualified. To hold office under the Constitution of the State. And that I will well and faithfully perform. The duties of a council member of the City of Palm Coast. Of which I am now about to enter. So help me God. Welcome aboard. And Mayor-elect Holland, please join me at the podium. Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I'm Melissa Holland. Do solemnly swear. That I will protect, support, and defend. The Constitution and Government of the United States. And the State of Florida. That I am duly qualified to hold office. Under the Constitution of the State. And that I will well and faithfully perform. The duties of mayor of the City of Palm Coast. Of which I am now about to enter. So help me God. Welcome aboard. Thank you.
I'd ask the city clerk to please do a roll call.
Mayor Holland?
Here.
Vice Mayor Shipley?
Here.
Councilmember Cuff?
Here.
Councilmember Clufus?
Here.
Councilmember Nobile?
Here.
Mayor, all members are present.
Wonderful. Now on to the next item of business today. We are selecting the vice mayor for the 2016-2017 fiscal year. Any nominations?
I'd like to nominate Mr. Steve Nobile.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion? Call to order. All those in favor of electing Councilmember Nobile to the vice mayor for 2016-2017, please say aye.
Aye.
Any nays? Seeing none, it passes unanimously. We'll now move on to agenda item number 13, which is the liaison appointments to various service organizations for the fiscal year 2017. Everyone will have to give me a moment. I promised I would figure out the technology before coming here. So
I was just pretending that it was open. 27-27. Gotcha. Thank
you.
Thank you.
I didn't want to lock it out. Thank you, Jason.
Okay, council members, as you can see, there are a few organizations that we need appointments for. As one, the actual League of Cities is a mayoral appointment, so I would ask that we take a vote for myself to be appointed to that as mayor of the city of Palm Coast. Do we have a motion for that one?
So moved. Yep. Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion?
Nope.
All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Seeing none, that one is taken care of. I also would like to request that I serve on the Flagler County Tourist Development Council. Currently, Mayor Netz is serving in that capacity, and I obviously have a six-year background in that subject matter, and I think it would be beneficial for myself to be appointed to obviously encourage Palm Coast representation on the Tourist Development Council. So is anyone objecting to that, or can I have a motion for that?
So moved.
Moved.
Second.
Seconded. Any discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Seeing none, that passes unanimously. So let's take the remaining of the council appointments. We have the Florida Department of Juvenile Justice, Circuit 7 Juvenile Justice Council, the Palm Coast Flagler County Chamber of Commerce, St. John's Water Management District, Stuart Marchman Center, River to Sea Transportation Planning Organization. Is there any particular committees that anyone would like to volunteer for?
Madam Mayor, yes. I would like to volunteer for the River to Sea Transportation Planning Organization.
Is that okay with the council? Yeah. Anyone like to make a motion for that?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion and seconded. Any discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Mr. Nobile is appointed to the River to Sea Transportation Planning Organization. Thank you for stepping up. That's a very, very important one for our community. So, any other appointments that anyone would like to select?
I actually would like to keep the Stuart Marchman Center.
Wonderful.
And have Mr. DiLorenzo's, the Juvenile Justice Circuit 7.
Oh, anyone have any objections to that?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Seeing none, it passes unanimously. Thank you as well, Heidi, for stepping up. That's great. Thank you. All right, that leaves us with the Chamber of Commerce and the Water Management District. Is there a preference to our two remaining council members on who would like to serve which?
I'd be interested in
filling the role for the Water Management District seat.
Okay. Well, should we make it easy and have Mr. Clufus fill the role of the Chamber of Commerce?
Sounds good to me.
Okay. So, what...
out of the way.
Can I have a motion to appoint Mr. Cuff to the St. John's Water Management District, as well as Mr. Clufus to the Palm Coast Flagler County Chamber of Commerce?
So moved.
Moved. Seconded. Any other discussion? Seeing none, call to order. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Seeing none, it passes unanimously. Well, that was an easy first order of business, so thank you. Those committee appointments are very important, and I think everyone really has fulfilled a certain area that will be beneficial for this council. So now we'll move on to public participation. This is the portion of the agenda where the public comes up to speak. You have 3 minutes each, and anyone from the public can speak on agenda items. I see Commissioner Hans approaching.
Well,
welcome.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here and a real honor to witness this historic event. I know you're just pretending to be a little nervous. I can picture you a month from now saying, okay, let's get this show on the road. Well, I'm proud to say on behalf of myself and the Board of County Commissioners, congratulations to all of you. And you have a pretty nice looking hall here. I hadn't had an opportunity to come in here yet, but I think it's very nice. You're going to do an excellent job. Papa would be proud of you. You know that. We were old Army buds, and keep that Holland Park taking care of business. So God bless you, and good luck, everybody.
And thank you for your service as well.
You're quite welcome.
Absolutely.
Ma'am.
Thank you.
Yes, I became 70 years old, and I'm finally unemployed. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning, Mayor and Council Members. Rebecca DiLorenzo from the Flagler County Chamber of Commerce. On behalf of the Flagler County Chamber of Commerce, welcome. We look forward to working with you.
Thank you so much.
Jack Connell, Palm Coast. Welcome aboard. Congratulations. And I'll give you your first question. Why is it that if I have to buy a water heater for my home, I have to pay a fee? If I buy a refrigerator, I'm all right. They can deliver it, hook it up, and I don't pay that fee. So what is the difference between a refrigerator, a stove, and a water heater? And why do I pay a fee for the water heater?
Thank you, Jeff. We'll get an answer for you. Thank you.
Thank you.
That'd be a quiz.
Lewis McCarthy, Palm Coast. I welcome all of y'all. I wish you success. And we'll be watching you. Believe that.
Absolutely. Thank you. Any other member of the public that would like to make a comment?
Good morning, George Mayo, Palm Coast. I just wish to congratulate all our new members. Hope that our new council will work cohesively as it has in the past. I wish you all good luck to keep working with Jim Landon, our city manager, cohesively and keep things running as well as it has been, and to possibly keep on working well with our county commissioners. And good luck, good health. And I don't know if it's a memorandum of understanding or something that was in the bylaws that the mayor not wear socks, but I'd like an answer on that. Thank you.
That under advisement. Any other member from the public wish to make comments?
Good morning, ladies
good
and gentlemen.
Morning.
Welcome aboard.
Yes.
You guys make it look easy. I've seen it, been there, done that. In my name, in my family, and my other big family that unfortunately they're not all over here, but it's the Portuguese family, to let you know, you're more than welcome to our club, to our affairs, and count on us to protect you, be with you, and fight with you, for you and for us. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other member from the public wish to make public comment? Oh my gosh.
Tori Holman, Pump Coast. I just wanted to congratulate everyone on here. I know growing up with my mom that I've been really into the whole Pump Coast thing, and I just wanted to say congratulations to all of you guys.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Dina Branquino. And I would just like to congratulate you all and how proud I am to have Melissa Holland as our mayor and woman mayor. Our nation didn't vote for a woman president, but we do have a woman mayor. And so congratulations, and I'm very proud, and I wish you well, and God bless you all.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Morning. My name's Tom Devins. I'm the president of Local 630 Public Employees Union. I just want to welcome you all aboard and hope we can work things out together and have a good year. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Any other member from the public wish to make comments? We'll close public comment. Thank you all. I have one question that we need to pose from Jack. The water heater as opposed to the refrigerator.
The fee he's talking about is a building permit fee. And the difference is a refrigerator you plug in. A stove you plug into the wall. When you replace your hot water heater, you're actually doing plumbing. You're dealing with water and electricity together. And so there are codes that have to be met to make sure it's done safely. And therefore, we go out and do an inspection, and we charge a fee for those inspections.
Thank you. Okay. Discussion by City Council of matters not on the agenda. Mr. Cuff, do you have anything?
Just very briefly, Madam Mayor, I would like to thank all the members of the public for their good wishes. I'm sure you were mostly here to see Melissa, but I'll take what I can get. Also to thank Mayor Nets and Council Member DiLorenzo for their service over the years to the city. And finally, to conclude by saying, at last, I have a little seniority. 8 weeks isn't much, but I'll take what I can get. So thank you. Yeah, we're just moving right along.
Thank you. No bill.
Yes, I have a few things. Unfortunately, though, my computer deleted it. So I'm going to wing it off the top of my head. First, I want to congratulate our mayor and our new council members. It looks like we have a great council set up. We lost a great council, you know, some great members, but I think they were replaced justly, and we're going to do some great things, I hope. I also want to start hitting the ground running a little bit here. What I'd like to do is throw out some preparation for what I'd personally like to see happen over the next year or two, because I probably should be here another 2 years. That's God's choice. But one of the things we spoke of today a few times about Prosperity 2021, and Prosperity 2021 is a great plan. It's doing good things for our city in general as a whole. But one of the things I would like us as a council to have discussion with much sooner than later is a more detailed, focused vision and planning for Town Center. So I'm not looking to replace Prosperity 21. I'm thinking of adding to it a very planned, focused vision and discussion on Town Center. So I look forward to this council to bringing that up I'm not bringing it up right now. I'm just giving you a heads up so you can do your homework over the Christmas holiday. And I'd like to discuss that. And if it's this council's decision to move forward, then of course we would get into the plans of what is that vision, you know, and get the input from everyone. I'd also like to bring up for discussion as soon as possible. I believe we can find a way for City Council to become more involved in the day-to-day of the city operations without interfering with the city manager and the directors in their day-to-day processes, purposely for allowing the City Council to be a little bit ahead of decisions that are being made. Instead of being the last part of the decision, I'd like us to be a little bit more part of the earlier decision processes. Again, I don't want to get into details. I just want to bring these up so you can be prepared for these two discussions that I'd like to bring up as soon as possible. And again, I'd like to say welcome. I'm glad you're here. And I'm just excited. I think we're really going to have some movement. And I can't wait. So thanks.
Thank you. Councilmember Clufus.
Yes, I'd like to thank everyone for all the support throughout this entire process. Our future is bright, and I'm looking forward to doing great things with a great council and a great mayor. Thank you.
I know you're not feeling well, but
I want to say congratulations. We already have been lucky enough to have Mr. Cuff here for 8 weeks. And I'm really excited about not so much that you're a woman, but just that I know you're going to do great things. And I know you know the history, which we used to love to hear the mayor, you know, give a little history with each thing that we did. And it's going to be good because you have the same history. And Mr. Clufus, I look forward to working with you. You stuck next to me for 2 years. I do have something, though. Coming off of I-95, somebody had mentioned it, and I noticed it myself, that when you come off of I-95 on the new exit over by Matanzas, you don't know where you are. And I don't know if that's in the process or not, when you come off the exit, to say some main road that you can direct people to, this way is to Old Kings or this way is to One, or you come off that exit and people who just know to take the Palm Coast exit really don't know where they are when they get off that. Me being one of them. So, just a suggestion.
Thank you. I would just like to add, this has been an amazing journey thus far. I'm very excited to take on this role as mayor of the City of Palm Coast. I had watched with great respect over the years both Mayor Canfield and Mayor Nets really lead the city in an unbelievable way. We are very fortunate to have leaders such as them for all these years. Councilmember DiLorenzo, wow, you know, you were just such a great asset and offered so much knowledge and wisdom. So we are going to miss that voice, and we hope to see you around a lot, doing some great things in our community. So thank you both for your service to the City of Palm Coast and for the residents. And I'm looking forward to the next chapter of the City of Palm Coast. I'm looking forward to working with so many community members that I've gotten to know for over 29 years of living here. It's a great city. It's a city we can all be proud of. And I think we have many opportunities that we can tackle in the upcoming years. So I'm looking forward to approaching those with some talent. I want to thank also our public employees. I want to thank our PBA. I want to thank our firefighters, our teachers that really came out very strongly in support of certainly my candidacy and others. And I think there's real value in there for us to partner and continue to work together for the betterment of the community. So thank you for all your service as well. And to my friends at the Portuguese Club and other organizations that are here, I continue to look forward to participating in all your events. We are a culturally diverse community, one that we should honor and celebrate on a regular basis. It makes us so special and unique. And to the front row, I look forward to seeing you at all the meetings and participating very openly with an open discussion. So I want to thank you for your continued commitment to helping Palm Coast and Flagler County move forward. It's with great joy that I get to watch you again as well. So thank you. And to our council members, Council Member Cuff, it's going to be a great honor to work with you. I think you bring such a valued knowledge and skill set to the table as far as your legal mind, as well as your background with ITT and the knowledge and understanding. And Council Member Nobile, I know that you have a fiscal perspective as well as a business perspective, so I really do look forward to working collaboratively with your thoughts and your desires as well. And Council Member Clufus, I think you bring a great energy to this council, a young professional energy that we need, and I am excited to see what the future will be with your participation, not only as far as technology, but just your overall knowledge and understanding and passion of our quality of life. And Councilwoman Shipley, it's nice to have a great counterpart on this council. I really look forward to your passion and your continued commitment and due diligence for our citizens here in Palm Coast. You bring about a very much different perspective as far as working collaboratively with our residents, and people recognize that and value that. So thank you. Yes. That ends my items for discussion. So we will look to our city attorney for matters not on the agenda.
Nothing to report, Madam Mayor.
Okay, thank you. And our city manager, Mr. Landon.
Thank you. I also going to make a couple of comments. First of all, Mayor Netz, I've been doing this for a long time, and have worked with numerous mayors and numerous council members, and I will tell you, Mr. Netz is special. I think a lot of people here don't have a lot of comparisons, and so you don't really realize how special he was as a mayor, and it was a huge privilege to work with somebody with your background, your dedication, always there, and just a super elected official, and I've met many and worked with many, and Mayor Netz is on top shelf. Mr. DeLorenzo, I'll give you the most improved. Young coming in 4 years ago, and then wow, to watch you grow in this position, to watch you be able to actually get some of the things that you were passionate about approved, and really know how to work with your fellow council members, work with staff. It was really an enjoy. I enjoyed watching you grow and enjoyed working with you. It was a great team we had. Of course, to the new council members, I am truly excited. It feels new and fresh, and I think that's a good thing. And I what I'm hearing, and believe that we will work very well together. I know my staff are excited about the future, and I think you'll find the new council members, you'll find that we have an excellent team here. It's just rather phenomenal. So with us all working together, I think we've got a really bright future, and I'm looking forward to that. With that, I've got a few details I need to go through. My least favorite subject right now, debris removal. And sorry to have to bring that up, but I think that is important because it is the topic I hear about out in the community. We are on our second pass. We're still working 7 days a week. That is both our contractors and our city crews. The second pass is obviously going a lot quicker. They are estimating we may be finished as soon as the end of this week. I will tell you, just to be conservative, it will be before Thanksgiving. So, and then the third pass, we will go through picking up the non-vegetated debris, the fences, the building materials, and also any other last-minute piles. One of the challenges has been to are the Tuesday evening set outs, because we normally have the Wednesday pickup by Waste Pro. And what we're going to do starting this week is have Waste Pro start their regular schedule for all of the neighborhoods that's had the second pass. And so they will start picking up not just bags and cans, but piles that meet their standard, you know, the 12 cubic yards. So, and hopefully after the second pass, soon after that, we'll be back to regular schedule. And we'll put the storm behind us, other than all the obvious cleanups that we have. So the pile is absolutely huge. We will start incinerating that pile this week. It's over 110,000 cubic yards at this point. It's just rather amazing how many trees and bushes can get blown over by a storm. With that said, a couple other details. I'd like to go over the schedule, because we're getting into the holiday, and next week you're off. How's that for, you know, you sit as a council and you get a week off right up front. But this is a five Tuesday month, so your first workshop will be Tuesday the 29th. Then in December, your first business meeting will be the 6th, the workshop on the 13th, and a business meeting on the 20th, regular schedule. And then for the holidays, we take off the week between Christmas and New Year's, so that will be the 27th. Will be no meeting, and then the first week in January. So that first business meeting in January, we also take off for the holidays. So just a little update for you and the public. Also, Waste Pro and their trash pickup, and right now, because it's such a hot topic, I think it's really important. There's only 3 days they take off: Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's. And what they do is, then after those days, they delay their regular pickup 1 day. So they won't pick up on their Thursday, but who they usually pick up on Thursday, they'll pick up on Friday. And then who they usually pick up on Friday, they'll pick up on Saturday. So everybody will have two trash pickups that week. Christmas and New Year's, the same thing. They just...
what day will that be on Christmas and New Year's? Because they're Sunday.
They will take off Monday.
They'll take off Monday.
So Monday's pickups Tuesday, Tuesday's Wednesday, et cetera, through Saturday for both the after Christmas and New Year's.
And how do we get that out to the public?
We try real hard. We're going to do our social media. We'll have a front and center button on our website. Our newsletter has it in there. Hopefully the media helps us with the holiday pickup schedule. Any other way you can suggest, we'd be happy to get it word out, because it's just helpful. People next morning call and say, how come they didn't pick it up? Well, they will be there. With that, the only other thing is tonight is our last Food Truck Tuesday for the year, a very popular event right here at Central Park from 5 to 8. Hope to see everybody out and about for that one for this year. And with that, Mayor, that is all I have.
Sorry, looking.
Oh.
I got we'll get that. It together.
Move to adjourn. Motion to adjourn.
So moved. Seconded. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Seeing none, we are officially adjourned.